the rest of the story. Senny broke out in a cold sweat. As foreign consul in wartime, he knew the conceivable consequences of disobeying the orders of his government. Death. Senny was facing death. And yet how could he refuse the many who were also about to die? The Jewish problem, it was being called. The Germans were rounding up Jews by the thousands, who in turn were vanishing. The consul knew they were being killed, maybe worse. So he had wired his government and told him so. The first reply had come quickly. Do nothing. So the consul had sent a second cable, a desperate request for transit visas, for he knew that the Jews to whom those visas were denied were as good as dead. The answer from the Home Office was more specific, and this time more insistent. It said concerning transit visas requested previously, advise absolutely not to be issued. No exceptions, no further inquiries expected. End quote. Now, the consul might have tried to talk himself out of becoming involved at the last minute. He could have made a convincing argument. Who were these Jews to him, anyway? At a previous post, he'd been introduced to some people whom he was later told were Jews. He knew that Hitler was blaming the Jews for all of Germany's problem. Aside from that, he knew practically nothing about this group of unfortunates. The Jewish problem was clearly not his problem. And yet he couldn't turn his back on fellow humans. And the consul decided he would not, and that is the rest of the story. Over the following 19 days, expressly contrary to the orders of his superiors, the consul stamped and signed nearly 6,000 visas for local Jews. Time's running out. A cable ordered him to join the nation's embassy in Berlin. There was a train he must catch, but up to the very moment of his departure, the consul dispensed transit visas to Jews. I mean out in the street, on the way to the railway station, at the station itself, and even through the open window of his train car as the train was pulling away from the platform, the consul stamped and signed more visas. For these people, he neither knew nor understood. He risked his life. And although he managed to escape the wrath of his government, he was eventually forgotten for his role in the rescue of thousands. Until 1968, when one of the Jews he'd rescued recognized him and sent word to the Israeli government, the former diplomat was twice officially honored by the Israelis as a righteous Gentile prior to his death in July of 1986. In his native country, an hour-long television documentary has described and applauded his humanitarianism during the Second World War. And in Israel, a grove of trees has been planted in his memory. For you see, back in 1940, listen carefully, when Senny was running his country's consulate in Kovno, Lithuania, when he was protecting thousands of Jews from advancing Germans, his own nation was allied with Germany. Senny was Consul Senpo Sugihara. Senpo Sugihara, the country he dared to defy so that thousands would not have to die, was Japan. And now you know the rest of the story.